Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives. One story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friend. Welcome to our very first episode of Not That Girl Anymore. I'm Dawn Bouillon. I'm a trauma therapist and a coach, and I'm a mama to four beautiful girls. And I'm just a girl who's been through some shit and found her way back home. And right now, I see myself as a woman who's breaking free from everything that's tried to hold me back and keep me small. And I'm shedding those old stories, and I'm stepping out of the bondage of being that girl. And I'm bringing as many women with me as I can. Because I know I'm not the only one. I know you're out there. I've seen your cries. I'm doing this for you. It's part of why I'm making this podcast, so you can know that you're not alone and you're worth fighting for. And we can get through hard shit together. So who is that girl? Who is the girl we used to be? And who are we becoming now? And maybe you'll hear yourself in these words. And maybe some will land right in your heart. And I want you to let them. And maybe this will be the moment that you remember that you're not that girl anymore either. Because we're not that girl anymore. We're not that girl who kept quiet just to keep the peace. We're not that girl who said yes when everything in us was screaming no. We're not that girl who made herself smaller to make others comfortable. We're not that girl who confused love with pain. We're not that girl who confused love with self-abandonment. We're not that girl who carried the shame that never belonged to us. We're not that girl who apologized for taking up space. We're not that girl who stayed in rooms where she wasn't seen, wasn't known, and wasn't loved. We're not that girl who begged to be enough and who begged to be loved. We're not that girl who thought surviving was all that there was. We're not that girl who thought healing was for everybody else. We're not that girl who's gonna keep getting gaslit into questioning our own reality and thinking that we are the crazy ones. We're not that girl who spiritualized abuse and called it holiness. We're not that girl who's gonna let scripture be weaponized against her anymore. We're not that girl who believed her worth was tied to her purity. We're not that girl who believed her silence was godly. We're not that girl who's going to stay in places that punish her for asking questions. We're not that girl who turned a blind eye to other people's pain. We're not that girl who upheld systems that harmed other people just so we could stay accepted. We're not that girl who avoided the hard truths about racism and patriarchy and power because it was more comfortable not to see it. We're not that girl who stood in front of the Mack truck and called it love and then worried about the driver if they were okay or not after they ran us over. We're not that girl who's going to keep performing for a love that doesn't love her back. We're not that girl who sat down, shut up, and shut down. We're not that girl who goes through life handing over her power and her pen letting everyone else write her story and tell her who she is and what she's worth. We are not that girl anymore. But before we move on, I want to take a minute to honor that girl that we used to be. Because she wasn't weak. She was strong as hell. She wasn't broken. She was doing whatever she had to do to survive. She carried the weight. She kept the peace. She showed up even when no one showed up for her. She is a badass. And we are only here because of her. And we honor her today. And we love her. And we are so thankful for her. But we are not her anymore. We're not meant to just survive. We're meant to live. We're meant to rise. We're meant to become the women we were always meant to be. So as we bring her home to us and we let her rest and we take a deep breath and we step into something new, we step into who we are. And let me just speak this over you. And if you're not there yet, it's okay. You're on your way because you're here. So open your hands and open your heart and receive this. I'm claiming this for us. This is who we are. We are the women who have found our voices and we're not afraid to use them. We're the women who trust our gut and honor our truth. We're the women who rest without guilt and we rise without apology. We're the women who left the old stories behind and started writing new ones. We're the women who are taking the pen back. We're the women who walk in truth even when we walk alone. We're the women who say, not anymore and not ever again. We're the women who believe our bodies are good, our voices are powerful, and our questions are holy. We're the women who speak out against abuse in our homes, in our churches, and in our world. We're the women who don't compete with other women, but we lift them up and we link arms with them. We're the women who choose collaboration over competition every single time. We're the women who refuse to trade our values for acceptance. We're the women who create spaces where racism and oppression and silence cannot survive. We're the women who listen to our inner hell no girl because she's right and she loves us. We're the women who raise daughters and sons who will never have to unlearn what we did. We're the women who show up for the girl we used to be, and we see her and we love her and we listen to her and we comfort her and we heal her and we bring her home. We're the women who are healing, who are dreaming, who are becoming, and who are creating the lives that we want to live. We are the women that that girl needed. And we are not that girl anymore. So, why does this matter, Dawn? Why does this matter? I've had several conversations just recently that brought me back to why I'm doing this. Because trust me, I've thought about jumping the ship several times, okay? But I can't. This is too important and this matters. And if I ask my clients to do brave shit, then I've got to do brave shit too. But this is why. As a trauma therapist, I sit with women who have endured the most horrific, grotesque, damaging things. Spiritual abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, narcissistic abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, all of it. I've seen it all. And I need you to know something. It's happening way more than you think. Because women have been conditioned to not talk about it. We've been taught not to tell. And worse, we've been conditioned to turn a blind eye to it when it happens to others. Because the truth is, if we acknowledge it in others, then we'd have to acknowledge it in ourselves. So not only is it happening, we're going through it alone. And when a woman is finally brave enough to speak up, you know what we do? We don't believe her, and we don't support her, and sometimes we even punish her. And I don't know what's worse, the thing that happened to them, or the fact that no one believed her and no one cared. And honestly, I think it's the latter. I've seen women show up in my office completely shattered, battered, and bruised, with holes in their souls and gashes in their hearts. They've been hit by a Mack truck 50,000 times. And they're still more worried about whether the driver's okay than the fact that they're lying in pieces on the ground. And we live in a world that praises women for throwing themselves in front of the truck and shames them when they don't. A world that punishes them when they get up and fight back. And the places that are supposed to be the safest for us, the places we're supposed to be able to run to for help and comfort, are the places and the people that hurt us the most. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the people that claim the name of Jesus but look nothing like him. And I'm talking about sometimes even our own family members are the ones that hurt us the most. These are the people that are supposed to be the safest for us, but they're often the ones that are doing the most harm. And that is infuriating. And these are the women that I work with. And this is my story too. But let me tell you something else. Here's what else I've seen. I've watched these same women wake up and pick themselves up off the floor and fight like hell to get themselves back. I've watched these same women rescue their little girls that they had to abandon in order to survive. And I've watched them reclaim their voices, and I've watched them fall in love with that little girl, fall in love with themselves, and fight for their own freedom. And it wasn't because I protected them. It was because they learned to protect themselves. And it wasn't just because I love them, and I do love them, but it's because they learned to love themselves. And when that happens, when they stop outsourcing their worth, when they know, like really know, that their worth and their value is already solidified, and they stop negotiating their worth with anyone, and no one can take that from them. When they do that, they become untouchable. And they rise and they transform right in front of me. And it's holy and it's miraculous and it's everything. And they look me in the eye and they say, "You know what, Dawn? I'm not that girl anymore." And it's true. And they mean it. And I know it. And they know it. And I look right back at them. And I say, "I am so damn proud of you. And it's life-altering when it happens. And you know what the most beautiful part of that is? Is once they find that healing and they taste that authenticity and they taste that freedom, they want everyone else on the planet to feel it too. They want them to experience it too. They want to share it and they have to share it. They want to be part of healing the world. And that's why I say, heal women, heal the world. Because I see it every day and I believe it in my bones. And those are the women you're going to hear from on this podcast. And my hope is that when you hear these stories, you'll see yourself and you'll believe that it's possible for you too, because it is. And you'll remember that you're worthy. And maybe one day it'll be you sitting here with us, telling your story, helping to change the world too, and change generations to come. And that is why we're here. And that is why we're doing this. And I hope more than anything that you'll feel safe here, that you'll feel seen here, and known here, and loved here, and celebrated here, because we are so glad you're here. And let's go change the world together. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote that I've built Embrace Your Brave on and that I've tried to live from. And I'm inviting you to live from this place too. And it's this: behind every face, an emphasis on every, because that means you. Behind every face is a story to be told, is a voice to be heard, a soul to be healed, and a dream to be discovered. You matter, and your story matters, and your voice matters, and your pain matters, and your dreams matter. And listen, we get one life. I want you to live it. And I want you to live it fully. And I want you to live it wholeheartedly. And I want you to live it freely. And I want us to do this together. We are not that girl anymore. And sis, we are just getting started. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.